Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting President Obama outlines his plan for his final full year in office. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference, Mr. Obama stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to pressure the Islamic State militants.
The United States continues to lead a global coalition in our mission to destroy ISIL. ISIL's already lost about 40% of the populated areas it once controlled in Iraq, and it's losing territory in Syria.
President Obama touted big wins for his administration, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, passage of a significant climate and Asia-Pacific trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. The head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says partial results from Rwandans have voted to change the constitution and allow President Paul Kagame to run for office several more times. Referendums on Friday asked for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five, but the amendment makes an exception for Mr. Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term and 2 more 5-year terms after that. African Union has authorized deployment of peacekeepers to trouble Burundi and given the government a 4-day deadline to accept the troops. Communique issued by the AU Peace and Security Council on Friday said the peacekeeping force will have up to 5,000 soldiers and police. The council condemned recent violence in Burundi. The country has experienced 8 months of violence and unrest following the announcement of President Pierre Nkurunziza, who was taking a third term in office, a move that his critics say is unconstitutional. This is VOA News. International Organization for Migration says the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe by sea and land, and this year expected to top 1 million. An IOM spokesman says 4,300 people arrived from the Turkish coast and near Greek islands Wednesday, and that the organization estimates 1 million mark will be reached by Tuesday. IOM says daily arrivals continue in thousands despite colder temperatures and dangerous sea conditions. Flow of people in Europe's biggest migration crisis since World War II. United Nations Security Council has approved a resolution calling for talks between the Syrian government and opposition groups, as well as a ceasefire in the country's civil war. Delegates from across the world gathered in New York to discuss the deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the resolution sends a clear message that it's time to stop killing in Syria.
It is correct that we are repeating something which has been stated previously. But it is now stated in the context of a United Nations Security Council resolution, which has impact of international law and mandate. And in addition to that, it is with the notion that everybody understands that in January we hope and expect to be at the table and be able to implement a full ceasefire.
Resolution formalizes a target of 6 months for establishing a transitional government, followed by elections within 18 months. It also calls for the implementation of a nationwide ceasefire in parallel with intra-Syrian peace talks. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Afghanistan, which has been hit by an increased number of violent attacks, especially in eastern areas where the Islamic State group is active. Mr. Carter met with Afghanistan's acting defense minister and other Afghan officials and also delivered holiday greetings to U.S. troops in the South Asian nation. Secretary Carter said that the Obama administration realizes that the fight in Afghanistan is not finished.
More work lies ahead. The national security of both of our nations remains very much at stake. But we will succeed.
Due to the increasing violence, President Obama has decided to keep nearly 10,000 American troops in Afghanistan through most of 2016. The Vatican says Pope Francis has recognized a second miracle attributed to the late Mother Teresa, clearing the way for her elevation to sainthood that should take place in September of next year, making it one of the highlights of Pope Francis's so-called Holy Year of Mercy. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and on this edition of the program, we've been prompted by a Jazz America listener to give you a show that exhibits the blending of one of the most popular forms of music today, hip-hop and jazz. Not long ago, I received an email from a Jazz America listener in Thika, Kenya, who was very specific about the blending of hip-hop and jazz and how he would like to hear a program which focused on this fusion of different styles of music with jazz. Well, this has been a big part of jazz history since its evolution began around the beginning of the 20th century. Well, now here we are fully into the 21st century, and over the years, many different styles of music from all around the world have blended with the original jazz concept of improvisation and playing between the beats, syncopation, and have incorporated those styles to create new forms of jazz. Hip-hop and jazz has been around since the late 20th century, and we'll give you some thoughts from some of the practitioners of that style and give you many examples of how modern rhythm, modern hip-hop music has blended with jazz. Some of the most famous jazzers of all time have been involved in this, including the great keyboardist Herbie Hancock. He knew that the rhythms of the modern day and jazz would go together perfectly, and exhibited that on his album, This Is Da Drum. From that, here's that rhythmic song entitled Hump, Herbie Hancock, beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
running off into my mind. Helpless like a baby, sensual disguise. I can't help but love you.
Some of the established artists want to perform with some of the young generation of artists, they're oftentimes going to get some of that hip-hop influence into their music.
And such is the case with what you just heard from the great singer and producer Dee Dee Bridgewater, joining with the young trumpet player who was part of her band at a performance in Shanghai, China. She loved his work and asked him if she could produce his debut album, Afrophysicist. His name, Theo Croker. And they got together to create a wonderful blending of hip-hop and jazz on the Stevie Wonder classic, I Can't Help It. Dee Dee Bridgewater and Theo Croker, the generations and the styles of music come together. Well, by all accounts, hip-hop and rap music, if you will, began in the 1980s with the song Rapper's Delight from the group from New York called Sugar Hill Gang. Well, Miles Davis was well aware of that, as he was of every style of music that was coming and going over the years during his incredible life and career. Well, he got together with the rapper Easy Mo B to create his hip-hop-influenced release that was one of the very first examples of the blending of hip-hop and jazz. It was called Doobop. It was his last recorded effort in the studio, and when he passed away in 1991, it had to be finished by those he left behind. Well, the work came out, and we'll hear a cut from it titled Blow, as Easy Mo B raps over Miles Davis playing his trumpet. Before we hear it, let's get some thoughts. In one of the last interviews ever with Miles Davis, in a conversation that a French journalist had with Miles backstage at the Paris Jazz Festival, the 10th annual, on the 3rd of November in 1989. Let's listen in as Miles talks about his own personal sound and the sounds that inspired his music, including the work of the electric percussionist John Bingham, who was working in his band at that time.
Things that you play, that you're playing, become old. You know, you can't hear it anymore. It doesn't work. That's the reason I got John Bingham. I want that street sound. And John has it because he's not a drummer. You know, he knows, he hears what it fit when we play, and he does it. You know, his electric drums. He's gonna sample my voice and stuff. I don't even ask him what he's gonna do. I let him do what he does. Like these different keys and the sounds, like John has, the street sounds. Well, I like that street sound.
Easy Mo B and Miles Davis. Gonna blow. Gonna blow.
Easy Mo B, kicking it live with the legendary Miles Davis, just my favorite. And his trumpet can't be played with tamper with or picked up and thrown to the pavement. Whether left to right or either right to left, wherever a microphone is kept, you'll be sure to hear Miles do the woobity shoebop just to show as AB created the doo-hop. Not doo-wop, but bebop mixed with hip-hop. Don't be confused as your mind goes flip-flop. So relax with the trumpet, peeps just thump it. As for the girls, pop it. And make way for display in this way. Easy mobile, Miles Davis gets busy. Put the sound of his horn on the synth, so relax and let go. And me and the chief will just blow. Yeah, me and Miles are gonna blow. I said me and the chief are gonna blow. Yeah, me and Miles are gonna blow. Hey, yo, chief, blow.
Miles Davis with rapper Easy Mo B, the song Blow from the album Doobop. As you heard Miles say, he loved the feeling of the street and that street sound and rhythm. Well, there have been lots of streets that have inspired great music. In 1944, Thelonious Monk wrote this song, 52nd Street Theme, inspired by the energy and the pulse of New York City. Joe Lovano and his Nonette recreated it, and here it is on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Well, the energy of bebop was a reflection of the energy of that moment in history, too. And Joe Lovano recreated the Thelonious Monk classic 52nd Street theme in a beautiful way on the song you just heard. We'll hear more of that street rhythm of the blending of hip-hop and jazz coming up and talk to another of the innovators who brought that to life in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And one of your fellow Jazz America listeners is the gentleman who inspired the special theme on this edition of the program. His name is Wathika Suk, and he's from Thika, Kenya. And he wrote to me to say, I've learned a lot of jazz styles and artists throughout the times spent tuned to Jazz America. I make this request of you to take some time to focus and highlight the fusion of hip-hop and jazz. Such songs as Music Evolution by Buckshot LaFunk, Backstreets by Guru, the Doobop Song by Miles Davis and Easy Mo B did develop my interest in digging for more hip-hop jazz sounds. Well, Wathika, thank you so much for the inspiration for this program, and you were very specific on the things that you wanted to hear and the things that inspired you to investigate hip-hop and jazz more. So we're actually playing many of the songs that you have specifically asked for. You heard Easy Mo B and Miles Davis with Blow from Doobop, and right now I want to play for you Buckshot LaFunk, a.k.a. Branford Marsalis, in collaboration with Guru, and a song from the album Jazzmatazz titled Transit Ride.
So you don't slip or slide. This train is packed, you don't get no seat. Yup, you gotta stand on your tired feet. Where we going, don't worry, you'll be there in a hurry. But you better watch your pockets, cause the thieves work quickly. This is a New York transit thing. Don't wear too much gold and hide your diamond rings. And don't smile at anyone, cause people out here, they like to travel with handguns. You say you like this trip, well are you sure? Better step lively and watch the closing doors. Through the underground, coming from uptown, taking you downtown, headed for Brooklyn, Brooklyn, the planet. Somebody stinks in here, I hope you can stand it. Homeless people everywhere, holding cups for change. And if you don't have none, they may look at you strange. But this is all part of the scene. And yo, check those kids, cause they're starting to scheme. See them looking at you up and down. Oh yeah, they can tell if you're somebody from out of town. Think they won't harm you, well they might. And that ain't right, but every day is like a fight. I can't quit, I gotta do what I must. Cause I can take you on a ride with the lyrics I bust. Cause I'm a master. Try to diss and I'll blast to any whack MC that steps up is getting blasted straight against the wall. Cause I don't stall, I give them drama and trauma till they all fall. And for those who don't know about the city life, it's where we take no pity and the kiddies are trite. Taking the train is just part of it. The next stop is Brooklyn, you're coming through the heart of it. You never know what will occur, so just keep to yourself and watch the closing doors. I'm finally
young modern master of the keyboards, in this case the electric keyboard, the Fender Rhodes piano, Mark Carey, from his album Rhodes Ahead, Volume 2, taking the hard-bop classic from Harold Mayburn, Beehive, and turning it into a song with a new rhythm, reflective of the rhythms of the 21st century, hip-hop, if you will. Hope you enjoyed that new concept of classic music, and that's exactly what we're investigating on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, including some new examples of hip-hop and jazz coming together, some classic songs turned into modernized pieces of jazz. Well, a gentleman who has been dabbling in many styles of music, from pure straight-ahead swing, New Orleans music, his hometown is New Orleans, of course, to the blending of rock and jazz and hip-hop and jazz and so many other forms, is the great saxophone master from the Marsalis family. NEA Jazz Master is part of that family, Branford Marsalis. I've had a few chances to talk to Branford. I always enjoy our conversations, and I brought up the fact that he had certainly been dabbling in different styles of music, including blending blues and jazz and hip-hop and jazz on his Buckshot LaFunk projects and others. Here's some of that conversation, followed by another example of Branford Marsalis dabbling in modern rhythms here on VOA's Jazz America.
Branford Marsalis is here, and it's great to see you again. You got a smile on your face, as always.
Yes. This
is what we want to talk about here. Everybody has followed your work over the years, and every project just richer and more interesting one after the other, and some of them out of left field, and you always want to do something different with it, because I heard you twice. The first time, that wasn't a blues record, and it was a blues record, and Buckshot LaFunk was a funky band, and it wasn't a funky band.
Right.
So it was a Branford Marsalis project, and I guess that's
well, the whole idea is that, I mean, with all the great blues men out there, I mean, does anybody really want to hear me do a blues record? Really? I mean, you know what I mean? Why would I try to compete with Son House or, you know, John Lee Hooker? I mean, that's silly. That's like them trying to do a jazz record. It's just silly. So the whole idea was listening to a lot of blues, which I had been doing, and applying that to our sensibility. And then it's the best of both worlds, and everybody's happy to do it. I think that if we were trying to make a blues record, B.B. King and John Lee Hooker would have been like, oh, man, come on.
Don't you know?
Rolling there. But the fact that we did it in the way we did it, they wanted to be there. And we could do 3, 4, 5 takes, and they're like, hey, man, let's keep doing it. Let's keep doing it. Let's get it right. You know, it was a different kind of, you know, and, like, that's the whole point. I think that's the same thing with Buckshot. I mean, at the time, I was 35 years old. Well, I'm going to try to be a hip-hopper now. I didn't grow up with it. I mean, I grew up in Louisiana in the 70s. We listened to the Shy Lights and the Delphonics. You know, well, I'm not hardcore. I don't have any tattoos. I ain't got no bling. I mean, I'm not going to get it anytime soon. So, I mean, I wasn't trying to represent that anyway. That's kids' music. But I liked the production aspect of it. And DJ Premier, who's a great hip-hop producer, was really instrumental in helping me understand the process. So I would use that process and apply it to what we do. It was never really about trying to abandon jazz or jump ship or leave camp. I mean, some other people might be using that as a foray to do that, but that was never the intent for me. I'm curious.
A man without musical prejudice, man. You're ready for everything. You're open to anything, and you're going to put your own stamp on
anything
it,
that's good.
No
yeah.
matter no
but
matter
thank
what.
You.
Thank you, man.
Pleasure.
Really
Russ.
Enjoyable.
Pleasure.
And now let's enjoy one of the coolest blendings of the recording technique and the rhythms of modern music, hip-hop, if you will. One of the best examples I can think of, Jungle Groove, the name of the song, from the Buckshot LaFunk release, Music Evolution, and that title says a lot. Branford Marsalis and his mates on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Jungle Groove from Music Evolution, Buckshot LaFunk, a.k.a. Branford Marsalis. Now, here's another example of blending modern rhythms, hip-hop and jazz, if you will, in the music of French trumpeter Eric Truffaz with his quartet from the album The Walk of the Giant Turtle. The song is Scotty, Part 2.
This is Pat Metheny. You're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis here on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Matheny Group and their foray into the blending of hip-hop and jazz from the album We Live Here, The Girls Next Door. More of hip-hop and jazz coming together next hour. Stay tuned.